Yeah, I would.
She finds her real love, turns out to be some sort of horse or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, say they go horseback riding, and she connects with an animal, then what are you going to do?
I hope for her sake it's a miniature horse.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
It's the Mike Calta Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Now back to The Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.
Leave me alone, dude. It's a BDRS. Welcome back.
Dude.
What?
What the hell is wrong with you?
What did I do?
Like, seriously, what the hell is wrong with you?
What did I do?
So, she comes in here.
Yeah.
And it got really creepy off air.
No,
I'll just tell people
not.
That are listening that once the mics went off, it got kind of creepy because Mo made what I think was a very, very creepy comment.
I said she smelled nice.
Based on her reaction, I don't know that that's, you know.
I said she's, you can, her perfume is very, it's a very nice smell. I'm a perfume guy.
But now you're like smelling your hands and arms trying to figure out what it was.
I'm trying to, ever since I saw Scent of a Woman, I'm trying to learn every scent by its name.
Are you saying her essence is still here?
She gave me a hug and a kiss.
He's
goodbye.
Smelling his arm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not smelling your arm. Can't a brother smell his own arm?
So we wrap up the interview. Ben's sitting here and Shay. Shay?
Shay.
Yeah,
Shay.
She's
Shay
sitting
Ortiz.
Here. And then Mo, out of nowhere, unsolicited, says, Shay, you smell nice.
Her perfume has filled the entire studio.
I'm telling you, I'm not even trying to bust balls. You said it in a very creepy way.
I said it like this.
And her reaction was the same.
This is how I said it. Shay, you smell nice.
That's not how you said it.
How did I say it?
You went, you smell nice.
I didn't say it.
I'm not
a serial killer.
I'm not even trying to play it up on the radio. And her reaction was, she was like, okay.
Well,
and then she started packing up her stuff a lot faster.
She was passionate.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm not making this up, Jerrica.
Yep.
Am I exaggerating at all?
Yep. Why did she come around and give me a hug and a kiss?
Because you came with big arms wide open.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Actually, you came and wanted a hug from me, and I pushed you away, and then that's when you went over there.
I'm pretty sure she went in for the handshake.
She did.
And you went Scott Stapp, yeah. Creed, arms wide open.
Yes, that is exactly what
and
happened.
And then at that point, she had no choice.
That is exactly what happened.
Hey, dude, I call it like I see it.
I didn't go Scott Stapp arms wide open.
I'm
when
telling
she was
you.
Going, I know what a handshake looks like.
I went in.
What girl shakes a guy's hand?
She was, I do.
She opened her
sometimes.
Arms and put them around me.
New. When you said, oh, you smell nice. When you said that, the vibe in the room changed immediately.
I did not.
And her reaction was like, oh, okay.
I did not go Freddy Krueger. You smell nice.
Dude, it wasn't that far off. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this as a friend.
All right, I will.
It was very. It got very awkward in the room. The vibe changed immediately. She glanced at Ben, and Ben was like, kind of shook it off. Like,
I didn't see any of this.
I'm telling you what I saw, Jerrica.
Yeah, that's true.
You can back me up on this.
And I'm going to defend her and say that she might have been going for the hug and the kiss on the cheek, but that's just how we do. Doesn't necessarily
mean. You never
mean,
give me a kiss on the cheek.
Right. That's because I know not to do it because I don't want to do it. But she's here on your show, so maybe she just.
I don't know that women enjoy commenting on their smell.
Absolutely. Why do you think women wear perfume? They're not wearing it for themselves. They're wearing it to smell nice.
That seems like a very awkward comment, though.
Nah, I don't think so. But, okay, what if I said, that's a nice dress you're wearing? Well, not that she was wearing a dress, but if I just anybody.
Okay, I think you can get away with that.
What was the difference between a dress and perfume?
Because she comes in the radio studio, some complete, total stranger.
Ah, we know each other.
No, you don't?
Yeah, I was on the show with Ben and Migs and Swigs.
Oh, your friends, your pals?
Yes, we sat next to each other for an hour
Facebook
and a half.
Friends?
We might be, I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But we sat next to each other for an hour and a half.
Still very,
hours.
Very awkward.
You've never complimented a woman's perfume.
No.
Really? What about your wife?
I don't think it was the way. I don't think what you said was wrong.
The delivery.
It was the way that you said it.
I did not go, you smell nice.
Oh, okay.
It was. The tone was very predatory. I'm being honest.
All right, I'll adjust my tone.
It was a predatory tone. I will. That you had, and her reaction was, you could tell.
She gave me a hug and a kiss.
You went in for the hug.
Not true.
I'm telling you, her reaction was she didn't enjoy it.
It was very awkward. I believe as we were joking as she was walking out, I think she was fine.
And she goes, oh, okay. You smell nice.
Who even talks like that?
Hey, Shay.
Here we go.
You smell nice. I mean, it was creepy, dude.
Yes, if I did it like this, hey, Shay, you smell nice.
That's basically how she heard it.
That is. How do you know how she heard it?
She was right next to me.
She was two feet from me.
I saw her reaction and her body language as she began to then quickly pack up her laptop.
Pull out a rape whistle.
Even faster because of your fear. You smell nice.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you this as a friend. I'm being honest.
I appreciate you being my friend.
I'm just telling you, like, you know... It was weird.
I will continue to compliment women. I love perfume. It's a very nice.
That's, yeah, creep. We get yeah, it.
It's a very nice. How is it creepy to like perfume?
When you hug girls, do you smell their hair?
What when I say
like
that
when
again?
You go to hug a girl, do you? Yeah.
Yes. That is what.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Listen,
I said.
And it got extra creepy.
I didn't do that.
It got extra creepy when she was out of the room. She left. Then you were smelling your arms yeah. where you had hugged her.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
I was trying you to were, see what the scent was.
I said, what the hell are you doing? And you were smelling your wrists
smell his
and
own arm.
And you, why were you doing that?
Because it's a nice perfume. Maybe I'm going to pass it along to Melody.
That's the extra creep. That's the extra added creep.
She wasn't in
factor.
Here. How is that creepy? She wasn't here. What?
I guarantee most women, 727-579-1025, I guarantee
where my ladies at?
Most women would find that comment creepy.
Okay.
You'd be surprised.
Yes. If you find a guy saying that your perfume smells nice, creepy, I would love to hear from you.
Okay,
but
hold on. We have to say, again, it's not necessarily what you're saying. It's the way that you said it.
That's interpretation, and I'm telling you, you're off. I just want to know if saying you smell nice, if a woman finds that comment off-putting. That's because everything else is subjective.
But you did say it very creepy.
I did. I go, you smell.
Shay. You smell nice.
Why am I Darth Vader?
You smell nice. And her reaction, okay. All right. And she looked at Ben like, can we get out of here fast?
I was looking dead at both of them. All right.
I was here, dude. Yeah, I saw it.
All right. I was here. I was actually here.
I'm just saying you might want to rethink that as to not come off as creepy. But when you go in for the sniffing yourself afterwards, after she's gone,
hey,
that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level of creep.
My arm, I can smell it if I want to. I did not do that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Why'd you have to leave? Oh, don't go. I can still smell you.
Now, if I did that, I would have been
creeper,
creepy.
Dude. Telling you.
We are going to have to go to break, and then Jerrica's going to come back with her in case you missed it, unless she's going to release this call so that I can take it. Thank you.
Creep.
Ben, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Mo.
Yes.
First thing she said to me when she got in the car.
Oh, this is Ben.
It was a little creepy.
I knew it.
She was super grateful that you guys had her on the air.
I told you, dude.
She was a little creeped out.
What did she, Ben, stop teasing.
No, she said it.
I told you, dude.
Like, Mo's really nice, but the way he said it was a little creepy.
See? I'm not playing. I told you.
Well, I forgot it was off air. I was going to say we have to go back and pull the tape.
I told you, man.
Well, tell her I just enjoyed the perfume smell. I didn't do it like that.
Don't leave.
Hold on. She's right here. Shayna, Mo said he enjoyed your perfume.
Your essence.
If you didn't know that already.
I told you, dude.
He's joking with you. She's right there.
He's not.
Put Jay. Is she there?
Okay, hold on. She's here. Hold on.
Oh.
Mo, can you smell her through the phone?
Shay, did you think I was being creepy when I complimented your perfume?
I'm just so glad you guys think I smell so good.
Thank you.
It notice, is better than the alternative.
Notice she did not say no.
Shay, yes or no for my friends in here that are trying to nail me to the cross?
Little bit.
Wasn't it a polite? I thought it was a polite compliment. Am I wrong?
I definitely think that it's a polite compliment.
But
I definitely, you did say it with a little bit of
Wait, you broke up. Say that part again.
I said you did say it with a little bit of I don't know. That's translated properly.
I can't. She keeps breaking up.
It was a little creepy, right?
I keep breaking up. Howard Franklin. Sorry, guys. Yeah,
it was a little creepy, right?
It was a little. It was very
off-putting,
heartfelt.
Thank you. That's I like that.
Girl,
heartfelt.
Don't be shy. Say what it was.
She ain't a shy girl. It was heartfelt. I'm a passionate man. Thank you.
It was heartfelt. I feel like you definitely follow me to my car.
Oh, see, did it catch you by surprise?
Yes.
See.
Well, that's because
of problem. I am happy to know that I do not stink.
See, there you go. So she was thankful for the compliment.
And I am glad that even though it is that overwhelming, it smells good.
On a level, from 1 to 5, five being the most creepy.
Stop leading the witness.
How creepy did it make you feel?
Like I said, I feel like he'd follow me to my car.
Yeah, see? That's not a compliment, Mo.
I think it is.
No.
I'm taking that as a compliment.
Follow a woman to her car in the dark parking lot?
To protect her.
No.
To make sure nothing happens to her.
This is getting worse.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
Hey, we do give hugs and kisses, though, in Puerto Rico, so yes. That's how I say goodbye.
See, and that was very nice.
Which is what I said, but in my defense, I was trying to say
thank
that you...
Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I think now, with all this that's gone down, the creep factor, everything...
what went down?
I think at this point...
You got me like Bill Cosby.
I think at this point, it would only be right...
Here we go.
...for you to make
Here
good on go. The situation... by letting them come by and pick up your brand new, still in the box generator and send it to the great island of Puerto Rico.
Oh, I was just about to say yes, but she doesn't want it.
Dude, listen, I told you.
Listen.
I told you.
I think that she thought it was passionate.
No.
But that's, you know, maybe I say it too passionately then.
You heard what Ben said, and you heard what she said.
I think she's, Ben was kidding.
No, she's just trying to be nice. But you can tell, without question, she was a little creeped out. You have to admit that, a little bit.
I'm not going to use the word creep. I didn't hear that.
She
I didn't
said
hear that.
It took her by surprise.
She said she's not used to being complimented about her smell when she thought it was nice. She also said that.
That's not a compliment, though.
It is a compliment to say a woman smells
did
good.
Did you listen to the same phone call I just did?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nah, dude.
Absolutely.
You're way off on this.
I got to disagree with you.
Most of Tampa Bay will disagree with you. 727.
Oh, I'm used to we got. We have
579-1025.
We have to go to break.
All right.
Jerrica, one more time on your, in case you missed it.
You know
it.
I'm right.
I'm going to disagree with
she
you.
She called up and said herself.
What she said was, call back. What am I doing? Lines of blow on her?
You could smell her through the phone, couldn't you? You could.
Yes, I could.
Call back, please. Don't leave.
That's Mo.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.